Waterville Holdings Limited has denied any wrongdoing in the process that led to the payment of 25 million euros to it by the government of Ghana. It says the said amount was through settlement it reached with the Attorney General's Department and not as a result of a court judgment. Waterville Holdings Limited has also denied media reports that it is seeking double payment from the state in its attempt to get outstanding balance due the company from the state, which remains unpaid. The managing director of Waterville Holdings Limited, Audrey Olandi, said this at a news conference in Accra. George Asikri and Beatrice Opong were there for Radio Ghana.
The managing director of Waterville, Andre Olandi, said his company won the contract to construct two new stadia and rehabilitate two others for CAN 2008 through an open bidding process in compliance with the procurement laws of Ghana. He said a third stadium was added to the scope later. Mr. Olandi said despite the approval for the award of the contract, government decided to award two out of the five stadia already awarded to Waterville to Shanghai Construction General Corporation outside the procurement procedure. He said Waterville's contract with the government of Ghana was cancelled in 2006. According to him, government certified the value of work provided by Waterville at 21.6 million euros.
Waterville asked the government to advance some fund from its certified certificate to pay to the subcontractor and allowing them to continue the work to achieve the target of October 2007. It was only through a mediation process referenced within the contract that Waterville got paid after several years by the government an amount equal to 25 million euros to cover the balance of reimbursed owed late payment interest and penalties against losses incurred by Waterville.
Managing Director of Waterville Holdings Limited, Andre Olandi, ending that report by George Asikre and Beatrice Opong.